We're Newstalk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
Following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Postmates receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning. It is Kim, and you are tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are here, starting your day in a positive way, and I love to roll like this. We've got a full studio here. We've got, of course, Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing well in the wind. Doing very well.
I know. Guy, can you hear me? My sinuses. This thing is like not rocking, I'm telling you. Anyways, we got Sean here. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well.
We didn't talk all week. What's going on? How was your week?
It's been crazy. Yeah. Just running around like a chicken with
more
his head cut off.
More book signings? And
yeah.
When is the next one? Calabasas, right?
A week
right?
from tomorrow. Right. I have it at Bank of Books in Malibu, and then the following Sunday, Calabasas Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. And, of course, tell everybody the name of your book. I just want to make sure we get the
Doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Sean Stern.
Yeah. And, you know, if you think you have a double out there. You probably do. So, I'm really excited about our show today. I do want to remind everybody that if you have a Facebook, like us, we're right there. We're like, I think I need 5 more people or something, you know, to make 1,000. But not only that, people have been sharing like crazy. We've got the Harvest Festival this weekend. We've given tons and tons of tickets away. And, God, I know you gave away, parking spaces, Tom? How did you swing that?
That's what we do. We give away parking.
I know, parking. But then did you get tickets to get in, too?
Yeah, the whole deal.
Okay, that was awesome. I was like, God, wait, I want to go and have my own parking spot, too. There.
And the Harvest Bucks.
Yeah.
Everything's happening.
Yeah, $75.
But you've got some great prizes.
I know. Tell everybody what we've got.
We have pizza, Red Brick Pizza. We also have, it's all about food, Sharky's, great place to eat. Mm. Get some soup, a soup plantation, yeah. And the Urbane Cafe, very nice. And we have... free sandwiches from them. So we're doing food this morning, and it's all excellent.
There you go. And our phone number here, I want you to write it down, 650-1590, 650-1590. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. I do want to tell you about our show today, and I'm really, I love supporting great things that are happening right here in Ventura. And today we have, we're talking about the American Cancer Society making strides against breast cancer, and they've got a 5K that is October 12th, next Saturday, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and there's still room for people to get involved. So we have Lauren Kleeman, right?
Yeah.
And Bernie Glenn in here in the studio to talk about that. So we're going to talk a little bit about how you can still get involved. I do want to hear if anybody's already walked, because this is the fourth one. Yeah, and so I would love to hear 650-1590 if you want to talk about your story, your triumph. You know, I thought October is all about, you know, cancer month, and you've got your pink and you got your little bracelets, all right. Pink's my favorite color just to start off with. But you know what? Not only that is, I thought it would be kind of fun because it is Halloween, right? And really taking on your fears, you know? I don't know if people have a lot of fears, but... You know, I always talk about just head them on. Really, you really shouldn't have too many fears. But I know when something, you know, detrimental comes along in your life, it's hard to handle. But it's if you could just head it on with friends and family and loved ones and support, that's what it's all about. So I'm really excited to talk to both of you. Also, you know that I've been talking about this. Last night I made a big pot of spaghetti from all my tomatoes, all my organic, and I've been sharing them. And I have to tell you, Christine, people are like, oh, my God, these are like apples. They're like fruit. They are amazing. So I just really want to stress, get your box of organic vegetables and fruit. It's like it makes you just feel so much better eating what you know where it came from. So that is Christina Smith, and she's from Deardorff Organics right here. Also, we have Mary Marinville, and she's going to be talking about Ventura Farm Day. It's the first one ever, right? And that is this Saturday also. So you can go run and then go through all the farms, and it's called Hands and Lands. And it's really just finding out really where our food is. So I'm really excited to be talking about that. Also, this is so cool. The book just says it all right here. Jim Donovan, and What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life. And that just says it all right there. So that's kind of what our show is. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and 2 to 3, we've got Gina Levin on that show, and she's going to be talking about La Stella Dance Club that is celebrating their 100th birthday celebration, and Amy Fothergill, and her book is The Warm Kitchen, Gluten-Free Easy Recipes, and Gina Woods, she is coming in, and she was talking about Owie Bow Wowie. Gina sends thousands of stuffed animals to children in the hospital to give hope and just a special hug. So definitely tune into that 2 to 3. Well, I do want to welcome you. I want to give out your phone number again here, 650-1590. That's 650-1590. Love to hear from all my listeners out there. That's really what it makes worthwhile doing. And we're talking about, stuff that is near and dear. So Bernie and Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you. And also, besides Halloween, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we are glad that the American Cancer Society is coming out and having this 5K walk to really have the community rally around and say that breast cancer doesn't win today, and to really support those that do have breast cancer and say that they're not alone.
I love it. Bernie?
I wanted also to incorporate, it's not just about women having breast cancer.
A lot of men do. Wow.
They really do. And it's a misconception. They think, oh, no, I'm just chunky. Men should be checked as well, really? No matter what age.
How often should we be checking? Is it 6 months? Is it, is it monthly? What's the accurate?
The accurate for self-breast exam, you should do it monthly. And it should be before, if you are still having your cycle, should be at least 2 weeks before and wait 2 weeks after, because the hormones in your body is changing. So you ever notice, like, ooh, I'm a little tender. Well, it's all that caffeine that we drink. And by the way, ladies, too much caffeine is not good.
One cup of coffee in the morning and then you're good for, right?
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right. So what I'd love to do is, how has breast cancer impacted your lives?
For me, right now, what we have at the Cancer Society, we say is we're celebrating birthdays. And that means the day that you were diagnosed, that is the beginning of a new life. Well, I'm 12 years old.
Oh.
But in real life, I'm 60.
Okay.
But I would not be here. In 2000, when was it? 2001, I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Oh.
And I had all the factors. One being obesity. I was 204 pounds. I had my child at a later life.
Hold on. Let's just start there. Bernie,
yeah.
Wow. So how much weight? She looks amazing. I wish everybody was in the studio right now. How much weight did you lose?
I had to.
Yeah.
I had to lose at least 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
Yeah, had to.
Good for you. How did you go about doing that?
Healthy eating.
Good, good.
Healthy eating. Exercise. You don't have to go to a gym.
Sean knows about healthy eating, right, Sean?
Healthy eating and exercise, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what he kind of does on the side.
And
too,
actually,
right?
Breast cancer is like kind of played into that factor in my life too. A lady that I've been training and working with for over 8 years, she had breast cancer 10 years ago, and she did radiation and it went away, and then it came back this last year. And she opted to just do the double mastectomy. And part of the thing you mentioned as far as fear and courage and bravery, that's a huge factor going into this, the mindset. She had, I think, 5 surgeries in 6 months. So it was just a matter of... And it's something that you encounter, and unfortunately you tackle it alone, but the support system around the people that have this is so important.
Yeah, I know. Tom, you went through a personal story too, right?
Yeah, my wife is a breast cancer survivor too. She was diagnosed about 5 years ago. She needed radiation, not chemo, and she's doing very well.
Thank God for that. Yeah. So it is, and it seems like it's getting closer and closer. You know, it used to be, well, you knew a friend of a friend, but now it's everywhere. Yeah. And I wish we could figure out what it is that we're doing, what it is that we're eating, if it's our environment. But not only that.
If I could say something, yeah. You know, that was what was pulled the rug out from under the lady I work with here. She lived like she ate only organic food, lived very healthy, what most people would be to most people would think excessively clean, healthy lifestyle, and yet still had this. So
that's what happened to actually my brother-in-law last month. He was diagnosed with breast cancer, lives a healthy living, and he's, you know, in one of those misconceptions that Bernie talked about. He is a man and had breast cancer, had his surgery a couple weeks ago, and now is waiting the results from his oncologist to determine what follow-up treatment and whether chemo's included.
And I want to add, besides just the normal breast examination, you can also do, there's genetic tests. You can do the BRCA test, mm-hmm. you know, see if you're genetically predisposed for this sort of thing. And really helps for early treatment.
Yeah, well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show and starting your day in a positive way. I want to congratulate you, because seriously, you know what? There's lots of other things that you could be doing right now. And it's all about really adding value to your life every day in every way. And that's what I do here, is really talk about great things that are happening and just the brighter side of any part of our life. And that's, I love that. It helps me every day. I mean, there's, you know, I'm telling you, there's a phone call you get that could bring you down. There's a, you know, different elements every single day that's happening in our life. And how do you turn your life around? I want you to really take a moment to think for yourself out there. How do you turn your life around? Is there a person in your life that inspires you? Is there a family member that's your cheerleader? Is it your children when they, you know, you go in and you kiss them goodnight, or they wake up and come in and hug you? Is it your husband bringing you coffee? What is it? What is it that lifts your life up? Because that's what you want to surround yourself with, more people just like that. And so I'm so glad that we're all here together. We're talking right now with the American Cancer Society. We've got Bernie. She goes under Bernie. I love that. And Lauren. And we've got Mary and Christine. And we have Kelly Cooper in here. I know you said your support. But that's what this is all about, is support. I mean, you know, there's so many things that are scary in life. And when you have good friends and good support, it's not scary anymore, because you know what? You know, one of my girlfriends, in fact, she just texted me right now. Joan, a shout out to you. She said, you're so right. We come into this world by ourselves and we go out by ourselves. But it doesn't mean we have to stay by ourselves. And that's what this is. And so, you know, having a team around you is all about, you know, that's it. So I would love to open up my phone line, 650-1590, 650-1590. If you have something that you want to shout out, or, you know, just congratulate somebody, or just tell about your story, I'd love to hear from you right now. So Lauren, Bernie, tell us about what's the name of your team? Let's start off there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, we have 53 signed up teams as of last night. Raising over $28,000 online, bringing our total fundraising so far to $54,000, including our sponsors. We're glad to have Jersey Mike's on board as a flagship sponsor. We also have Palms Imaging Center, Limoneira, and the Ventura County Healthcare Agency.
I love it. You know what? That's something so amazing about all of our friends out here in Ventura. Everybody jumps on board. And it just, I love it. We do have a caller right now. And Tom, who is it?
It's Nanette.
Nanette, are you there? Welcome and good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I've been around a long time. I've lived in every city in L.A. I was raised when it was all dirt. There wasn't any cancer anywhere. We moved to every city just about. And I'm nosy and I like to help people. And I would, as a young girl, if somebody needed a haircut and their mother didn't have the money for it, I'd help them get one. I'd do it for them myself. You know, from the age of like 6 up, I was into everything. My dad started me at Muscle Beach at the age of 5 because I got the rheumatoid arthritis from the smallpox vaccination. So I see no cancer. every Porterville, Lindsay, Visalia, every place that we lived, Bakersfield, every city in LA, there wasn't any cancer yet. So take a look at your chickens.
Good point, good
because point. Because go through Farmer John's Chicken Ranch and take a look. Don't eat those eggs unless they're raised right.
You know, I heard we're actually the only species that eat, you know, drink other people's milk, and right? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, so I think you're right. I mean, you know, Sean, you were just saying that, you know, a lot of people do all the right things, and it's just, you know, God kind of gives us what we can handle, I guess, right? I mean, that's what they say. But, you know, you never know what your journey is going to be. So, Nanette, thank you so much, and thank you for listening.
Farmer John's chickens.
Okay. All right.
If I may, you're inquiring, we're talking about why and what. There is currently a CPS3, which stands for Cancer Prevention 3 study, and what it's looking at is our lifestyle.
We promoted that, and can people still sign up?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You can go online under cps3.org. The next one is going to be that I believe is in the East End, which is at Los Robles, and that'll be in December as well, and in Simi Valley. But with that, it's the ages of 30 up to 65.
And what do you have to do to get that?
What you have to do, you should register online.
Okay,
register,
but then you go and get,
call.
You get
and
a blood test?
They'll get maybe about 3 vials of blood.
Okay.
They will measure the waist, and there is a questionnaire, an additive. And every so often they will call you.
Okay.
Or by email, and they just want to know what has changed in your lifestyle.
So they're actually studying you.
They're studying
and
you.
Doing a report all
exactly.
the way through your... Exactly, okay.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Yeah, we actually had a couple guests in from basically, you know, mm-hmm. The Cancer Society talking about that, and I put it on Facebook, and I know that was it. So tell us, what are we going to find on the 5K?
You are going to see a lot of pink.
Okay.
A lot
I
of
love pink.
Pink.
I love pink.
No, basically, like you said, it's for camaraderie. It's to show support, not just to the community, but those that are fighting cancer.
Okay.
And there'll be entertainment. We will have booths. We will have a photo booth. This is the one time, you know, it's Halloween, but this is our Halloween that we can dress up crazy.
Hmm.
Well, Lauren even has her husband wearing a pink wig.
Oh, nice.
I do.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, our theme is 60s glam.
Oh,
so
I
pearls
love
and
it.
Pink wigs.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And we're the Pinkettes and the Striders. And we just recently became Blue Ribbon Team, so we raised over $1,000.
Good for you, ladies. That's great.
So,
how do my listeners get involved? And how does the community get involved?
Well, actually, they can register. It's not too late. Cancer doesn't sleep. They don't care. You can go online to the website, which is makingstrides.org/Ventura. Very, very easy to follow. You just form your own team. Or that day, if you'd like to come,
just
please
show
come.
Up.
Show up, form
okay.
a team. There's no registration fee. If each individual can raise $100, great.
Now, do you have to have cancer, been having cancer, support cancer? What is it?
No, this is open to anybody.
So it's anybody that wants to
anybody
just put their heart out there and walk or run.
Mm-hmm.
Is it walk or run?
Yeah, people walk for a variety of different reasons. If they want to make an impact in the community, if they have cancer themselves. So there's a lot of different reasons people walk that may attract them to this event.
I love it. Again, October 12th, I wish I could be there. I'm going to be out of town. But I guarantee, I'm telling you, if you make it out there, you're going to have a really good time. This looks so much fun. And go out there and just really support. That's what this is all about. It's more support out there. Again, October 12th, what's the times?
Yeah, the registration starts at 8. We walk at 9. There's, again, free pancakes afterwards, or you can enjoy the lovely Harbor restaurants.
Ah, there you go.
And we'll be leaving you a team kit. Maybe Sean can start a team for next weekend.
There you go. I love
it. And I have pink bracelets for everybody.
Oh, I love it. I love pink. And all right. Well, thank you so much. And anything that I can do to help make our world a little bit better, that's what this is all about. And I really appreciate you being here and your journey. journey and sharing where you're coming from. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jim Donovan and his book, It Just Says It All, What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life, Proven Principles for Creating the Life of Your Dreams. That's why I do what I do. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Tom, what are we going to give away?
I think we should go with Red Brick Pizza right out the gate. Yes. Let's do pizza on a Saturday morning.
All right. Red Brick Pizza. They've got gluten-free. They've got, oh, my God, they've got ice cream over there. I'm serious. It's you walk in, it's a really cool place. They even have the little thought for the day, which is so in coincide with what I do. So anyways, I'm going to take caller number 7-650-1590, 650-1590. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
For every age in the Parent Click Directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here and listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And gosh, we had lots of callers. That means lots of people are up right now, and I'm really excited. We just talked about the American Cancer Society, and hope that you can get your pink on and go on out there and support everybody that's out there. There's so many great things going on right now. So anyways, well, I do have Sean and myself in here, and I've got Christine Smith and Mary Marinvon, right? Marinville, there you go. She's like, All right. And right now we're going to take the opportunity to talk with Jim Donovan. And again, if you're just tuning in right now, his book says it all. I can't wait to talk with him because this is so right up how I feel and resonates with me perfectly. What are you waiting for? It's your life. So Jim's actually got some proven principles for creating the life of your dreams. And Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Jim, how you doing?
Good. Welcome, and good morning. And are you starting your day in a positive way?
I am. I try to do that most days.
There you go.
I try to do that every day. Most days I achieve it.
There you go. And I love your book. It's just cute little, really inspirational little things. And tell us a little bit about yourself, because I've been waiting to talk with you.
I'm sorry?
I said I've been waiting to talk with you. And so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, a little bit about myself. Wow, this could be a long talk.
That's okay.
I'll give you the condensed version. My life went from upper middle class, everything's cool, I had a great time, crashed and burned over what I have now named my decade of destruction. I spent about 10 years obsessed with just runaway habits and just a lifestyle. It was crazy. Brought me all the way to the bottom. I transported from Boston through California back to New York, and finally I surrendered and I got some help and I turned my life around and became obsessed with personal development. When I found out that what I was reading, what I was learning was working and I was making changes and things were getting better, I said, okay, this is really cool. And I started, Tony Robbins once said something about, you know, you need to learn this information. And when you do and you learn how to use it, go share it with people so other people can get better. And I did that. I started in 1992 writing my Jim's Gems newsletter. And that's all I was doing. I had no agenda. It was fun. I wrote it once a month, and I showed that out to people. And that grew to become my first book, Handbook to a Happier Life, over a period of years. And, you know, one day I realized, hey, I got a bunch of stuff. I could make a book. I'm crazy, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah, there you
so,
go.
So I made a book out of it. But, and that changed my life, literally. And then the book you have, you were just referring to, What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life, was actually originally self-published as This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. And it didn't really get marketed in the United States. It did very well in Japan, particularly, and several countries, the bestseller in Japan. And I got a publisher here finally interested. I don't know. You probably know what the publishing world is like these days.
Well, yeah, yeah. But
somebody picked it up, and here we are. You know?
Right. Well, I'm looking through your book, and just for my listeners, One Step at a Time. excuse me. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
One step at a time.
Go ahead.
Was that what you were asking?
Yes.
Well, it's an idea. Take things, you know, people sabotage themselves thinking that I have to have all the answers right here, right now. And I've got to know where I'm going in order for me to start moving in the direction of my dreams. And that's not true. You don't know where you're going necessarily. You know where you're going. You don't know how to get there. Okay, so you create a vision. My life would be amazing if it looked like this. And I teach people to do visions, to literally write out a vision or record it or make a collage, whatever works for a person. But basically, here's what I want my life to look like. If I went out a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever, if everything was cool, my health was great, my relationships were great, my socialization, my material stuff, my work, my business, my career, whatever it is, my money, all that stuff, what does the ideal look like? Because once you identify that, you've got a target, right? Now you can start extracting goals. I don't start with goals. I start with a vision. I'm not sure who I learned it from, but because I've studied everybody for the last 20 years.
So, Jim, do you think you always have to have a vision? Because I think you do. Because if you don't know where you're going, it's kind of like a boat with no steering, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've always likened it to the piece of driftwood drifting down the river, drifting, bouncing around in the ocean. It's just out there bouncing around. I don't know if it has to be crystal clear, vivid, technicolor, every detail filled in, but you have to have some sense. I mean, I have, how did I put it? Oh, it's on my wall. I have something here. I wrote this in 1991. It says, purpose. I'm here to create and communicate information which will have a massive positive effect on people's lives, empowering them and helping them reach their full potential as human beings. I had no idea how that was going to happen when I wrote that. I had no idea what the vehicle. I didn't know I was going to become a writer. Mm. I wasn't really a writer at that point. I was writing brochure copy and stuff like that. I didn't start with the intention of being an author. I kind of backed into it.
Right.
Once I got that, then it became all right. So here's the vision. Everything is great with the books and my work. It's really, for me, it's not even, I don't know if it's work. It's part work, part mission, purpose, whatever. It's like, I have to do this. I can't not do it.
You know,
I didn't get paid very well, but I did it anyway.
Right. Well, you can't do it for pay. I mean, really, that's what I've heard. You have to do it because it's your passion, and then, you know, money will come. You have to do what you love, no matter what. And I really believe that, and I think that's true. You know, it's interesting. I looked in here, and you say, fake it until you make it. Now, I've been saying that forever, and my kids are like, Mom, you can't always fake it. I believe you can. I really believe you can, because if you walk the walk, you talk the talk, you're going to start doing it. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you become that. It's be, do, have. And Zig Ziglar talked about it 25 years ago. Be the person you want to be and do the things that person would do, and then you will be that person. You will have what you want.
Right.
Not the other way around. People think, well, I'll be happy when I have more money. No, you got it backwards.
Yeah.
Not being happy, you'll notice more money showing up.
Yeah, I love it. Now, here's a question, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and our phone number here is 650-1590, 650-1590. We got lots to give away, and we're talking right now with Jim Donovan, and his book is What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life. Why do you think people don't, you know, have the life that they want? What do you think holds us back? I think a lot of it is ourselves.
No, yeah, I'll take 100, and I talk about that a lot, that the first thing you need to do is take responsibility for your life. Once you do that, you've got some power to change it. I do a prison volunteer program I've been doing for years. I do a seminar there once every 6 weeks at a local prison. And I start out with that. It's like, you got to own this. You know, whatever's going on in your life, if you're blaming outside circumstances or blaming another person, you don't have any power. You have no power to change it. But as soon as you accept it, as soon as you say, you know what, I am responsible, this is my mess, and how it got there is irrelevant, this is what it is right now, here's the way it is, I'm a little overweight, I need this, I need that, boom, now I've got some power to do something about it. I think that's a big one, is that we get in our own way. I also think a big thing with people is they don't take the time, because we're not taught to sit down and create a vision for what you want your life to look like in 5 years. They don't teach that class at school anywhere. Nowhere I've ever seen it. You can get two PhDs and never learn it.
And, you know, and I really think that there's coaches out there. There's different experts for everything. You go to school to learn math, you know, or English or whatever you need. Why not sit down and really invest in yourself? So many people think it's just going to happen, and they just go day by day and not think about, you know, putting in the effort. And it takes a lot of hard work. I mean, people don't just change overnight.
You don't just roll out of bed into this. I mean, that's, I think people get deceived by that. They have this instant manifestation. I'm going to close my eyes and visualize a diamond necklace and it'll be around my neck by morning. Well, that doesn't happen, folks.
Yeah.
Break anybody's bubble, but it isn't real. You know, what does happen is you say, okay, I want a diamond necklace. You start visualizing wearing this diamond necklace, and you'll see an opportunity to create the income to buy the diamond necklace, or somehow it'll start to manifest. But it does start with the vision. And the other big thing that blocks all of us, and I do say all, I'm going to underline the word all there, is our own limiting beliefs. We all have them. And we chip away at them. I've been chipping away for a long time.
So, Jim, you're talking about that negative voice, right? That negative talk, that talk that, you know, she can do it, he can do it, but I don't think I can do it, you know?
Or the voice that says, you can't do it.
Right.
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Or why? Yeah.
Voice, right?
Yeah, or you don't deserve it, all those kinds of things. Yeah. Mary, I know you had a thought on this, Mary.
Yes, you were talking about living your passion. And I truly believe when you start living your passion, the law of attraction starts to come into play. And when I founded my nonprofit and started living my passion, how the community embraces you, how the law of attraction, all these positive things start coming back to you. And then the money, like you were saying, then the money starts coming.
I'm telling you, if you're just looking for money, it doesn't work that way. It's the weirdest. I mean, it's really, and if anybody else is thinking like, wait a minute, I've been working really hard. It's not about that. It's really just letting it go and just falling into place. And all of a sudden it all just falls together.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, Jim.
I've tried chasing money a couple of times in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years. I had a .com that didn't get off the ground because the web crashed at that point. You know, it seems like, and I finally accepted that every time I set out chasing money, because I look at something like, oh, yeah, this could be a great opportunity to make some money. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but for me, if I'm not chasing, if I'm not following with my heart, leading with my heart, and leading with financial goals, financial motives, it never worked out. Two or three times, it never worked. Whatever I was doing, someone else could do the same business, worked fine. I was doing it, it didn't work. It never came together.
Right.
And I realized it's because I'm going at it, doing the wrong thing with the wrong place.
Right.
And I had to accept that, okay, so this is what I do. And when I started doing that, then my life started changing.
So what did you do, Jim? How did you change your life? Talk to us about that. What are the steps?
Well, it's a pretty straightforward thing for me. I think, for me, it's almost like, and if you look carefully at the chapters in What Are You Waiting For? It's Your Life. You'll notice they follow in alphabetical order almost, because I was playing with a different title. Actually, it's up to chapter 4 alphabetical, because it's accepting where you are. You make a decision to change something. Okay, so I have to accept this, the present condition. Then I have to have a belief that I can change. And if I don't have that, I have to find ways to create that, and I have to challenge limiting beliefs. And there are several exercises and things you can do for that. And then you have to just change. Oh, Vinny Rilazzi, Spirituality of Success, said if you want to change your life, you have to change your life. Like, duh. Yeah, Vinny. I love that. He's from Brooklyn. You got to know Vinny to appreciate that one. But if you want to change, you got to change. And then you have to change to something. So you got to get some dreams going. You got to set some goals. You have to take some action. It breaks down. If you listen to everybody in personal development, it's all going to break down some way to those steps. And there's lots of other peripheral things. Yeah, I think Jack Canfield wrote 67 chapters and success principles or something like that, of different things for success. But they all keep coming back to have a vision, start where you are, you know, is where am I? People want to start where they want to get to. You know, look at where I am today. What's the next step? If I'm holding the vision, if I want to create something in my life, I want to start my own business, I'm not happy in my job, whatever, I create a vision of what that looks like. And then, and only then, by the way, and I teach this adamantly, that you really want to be in that completion energy and that higher vibration. And you say to the universe, God, or whoever you want to call that, what's the next step I can take? What can I do next? And you'll get a simple idea, and it will lead to something. I call it inspired action. A lot of people call it inspired action. The opposite of that is what I call gerbil action, where you run around like a nut and nothing happens.
I like that. We want to definitely go in inspired action.
I get enough vibration before I take any action whatsoever. And I learned this. We did a 3-year coaching intensive a number of years back, about 12, 13 years ago now, with a couple of top world coaches. And we worked around this program. It was a law of attraction based business program for coaching small business people. It was based on that. It was like, you don't take the action until you're in the right vibration. Most people start the other way. Like, oh, I got to make 100 phone calls and get a customer. It ain't going to happen. You might as well go walk on a beach. You got a better chance of stumbling into somebody on the beach than you do if you're in the wrong vibration. The other thing people do, and it's a sabotage question, is they say, how am I going to do this? Well, here's the newsflash, folks. If you knew how to do what you want to do, you would have done it by now.
That
but
is
obviously
so true.
There's something you don't know.
Jim, can you hold on? We're going to take a really quick break, but I want to stay with you and continue our talk here. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're starting your day in a positive way here, and we're talking with Jim Donovan. What are you waiting for? It's your life. I do want to do a shout-out to Surfaces USA, and they have this amazing showroom right here located in Oxnard, right off of Lombard. It is 380 Lombard Street in Oxnard. And, you know, I always think of October as like you start kind of getting your house ready for the holidays. So we just replaced a bunch of tile. They have great tile for all your counters, for your floors, everywhere. They've got this huge showroom. It's over 5,000 square feet. But I want to remind you that this month they're actually doing a huge sale. So definitely go over there. I dealt with Buck, but all those sales guys over there are amazing. So definitely give them a call and go and check out their showroom right here in Oxnard. That's Surfaces USA. And the phone number is 805-604-1568. That's Surfaces USA. Definitely tell them that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out a giveaway. Let's give out our number here again, 650-1590. What do we give away?
Let's go with Urbane Cafe and two free gourmet sandwiches at Urbane Cafe, located in Ventura, Oxnard, San Diego, Valencia, Agora Hills, and SLO. So you're probably going to hit Ventura or Oxnard.
Yeah, really
for the
good.
Urbane Cafe.
Their salads are really good. Their homemade bread right on the premise. It's excellent. So let's take caller number 9, 650-1590. We'll be right back. Listen to the Kim Pagano Show.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for starting your day with a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to do a shout-out to Kurt. He was our first winner. And Tom, who was our second winner? Jeff?
It looks like we got Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Out of Camarillo. Oh,
okay, perfect. And thank you so much. And we do have a couple more things to give away. Let's do one more right now. What do we have?
Let's go with Soup Plantation. Yay, more food. This time, soup.
Soup Plantation. All right. And we'll take caller number 4 at 650-1590, 650-1590. Let everybody have an opportunity to win. You know what? And their mushroom soup is to die for, I'm telling you, on Monday. So check that out. So, all right. Well, we have Jim Donovan on the line. And Sean, I know you had a question for him.
Yeah, Jim, for our listeners, there are a lot of people who say to themselves when they hear like an inspiring life coach or someone who's working on them, if they're working on themselves for personal development. But I've noticed there's also the other type of person who really doesn't see, you know, a big upheaval being the best thing. Maybe they're locked into a job, they've got families they have to support, so they can't really just... What sort of advice would you give someone who wants to take small steps to see an effective change in their lives?
Well, that's what you do. You do small steps. I think in the case of I'm in a job I don't particularly love, but I have family responsibilities and a life and all that, you know, it comes down to I can either do what I love or love what I do. I want to be happy at work, and it's my Bible book coming out next year titled Happy at Work, and it addresses those kinds of issues. It's like you do it a little bit. You say, okay, maybe... a good example, I have a friend of mine I reconnected with on Facebook after many, many years of being out of touch. And when we were teenagers, we played in a band together. And now he's pushing late 60s, and he still plays in a band on weekends. He's a retired social work professor from a college in New York, and he just does gigs on a weekend because he loves to play music. So he didn't make a career out of playing music, but he found a way to do what he loves in conjunction with everything else he was doing in his life. So it doesn't have to be an absolute. I mean, it may not be. There are people whose what they love to do is just not practical for them to turn into a business or to go, you know, quit your job and go follow your dreams. I would never tell someone to do that.
Sure, sure. That follows something I've always said. It's not about doing what you want. It's about wanting what you do.
Yeah,
ooh, I like that, Sean.
Yeah, and wanting what you have.
And wanting what you have, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Because, you know, not everything is practical to do. The people that, I just want to finish this thought because I think it's important that do what you love, the money will follow is a very valid statement.
And now,
the problem that made me nervous is nobody tells you when. It may not be next week, okay? Don't hold your breath here. They take a lot longer than you think.
And sometimes you have to do a couple things. You know, you have to, like, I'm a hair therapist and I have my radio show. We have our construction company. But I kind of, you know, you try different things on and you kind of see, ooh, this is taking me a little closer to my dreams. And that's how I live my life. And so, you know, I want to write a book. I'm in the process of doing that right now. And I love, try to follow your dreams. This is, like you said, this is it. This is the life that we know we have right now. What are we waiting for?
This is the life you're in. I mean, reincarnation aside, someone said to you, Casey, what do you think about reincarnation? He said, the life you're in is the one that matters right now.
Yeah,
you know, doesn't matter yet. You can't do anything. The last one, I can't change.
So what are your success tools that you can recommend to my listeners?
I like, and I purposely put a chapter in the end called success tools, I think, that I like things to do. I like exercises. I don't like just a lot of theory. Somebody says, all right, you know, just do this, do that. I like tools and little things. I like dream boards. Most people know it as vision boards, dream boards. Mm-hmm. I learned it many, many, many years ago in Marin County. It was treasure maps. I think Shakti Gwain called it that, creative visualization. you get pictures. You make a collage of the things you want. I have one here on the wall. It's my travel map. So I've got pictures of places I want to go. And that's going to keep your subconscious engaged. And I tell the story when I had my beat up old car. I wanted a new car, and I had a picture of a new Honda Accord on my wall. And then one day I took the picture down because the car was in my driveway. And no, it didn't just show up. People didn't just say, oh, there's Jim, let's give him a free car. No, I had to do certain things. I had to get my credit straightened out. I had to get my license straightened out. I had to do a lot of things to clean up my past. But that picture gave my subconscious, unconscious mind, an instruction that said, all right, this is what we want. And it started moving me in that direction. And the things that had to get done, got done. And lo and behold, the car was in a driveway one day.
I have to tell you,
multiple cars.
That's amazing. I have to tell you, Jim, I really like your book. This is something that is so close to what I would write. I love you. Yeah, you've got success tools. I see them all in the back. The mirror.
The mirror work is tough. You got to be careful with mirror work, though, because if you're not ready for it, I learned this from Louise Hay, and I used to use it in a seminar, and I did it once, and I stopped because it was making people uncomfortable. If you stand into a mirror and look right into your eyes and say, I approve of myself, it's going to bring up some emotion.
Okay.
It will stir up. I mean, it will. My wife did it once. She ran away right after she looked down and ran away from the mirror. It takes a little time to be able to do that because we're so beaten down. We don't realize how beaten up most people get by the time they become an adult. We've gotten so many negative messages.
I love it. So many
low self-esteem. I read something the other day. Women coming out of college, they have found, have a lower self-image than they had when they went in.
Wow.
And there's something's got to get fixed. Yeah. On topic, there's a topic for you. What's that all about?
There you go. Jim, I would love to talk to you further. Where do we find your book?
My book is in bookstores. I don't say that. That's what you get that with big publishers. I don't know if it's in nationally, but it's in several hundred stores right now. It releases officially October 15th.
I love it.
It is available. It's available on all the dot bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Any place that sells books. My website is jimdonovan.com.
All right, Jim Donovan. Thank you so
much. There's always free stuff there. It's my pleasure, Kim.
There you go.
You
got it. Really great, inspiring start of a morning. So thank you again. What are you waiting for? It's your life. All right.
I love the hair therapist idea.
There you go. I've been doing it for all my life. So we'll talk. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to actually move on to Christine Smith and Mary Marinville. Did I get it right? Okay. And we're going to talk about farms. Christine's been on my show. I'm really passionate about eating good and filling your own cup and taking care of your body. And I so much enjoyed all of the vegetables from Deerdorf Family Farms right here in Ventura. And now they're actually going to be having a farm day. And so I definitely want to invite everybody to go. That's October 12th, and it's from 10 to 3. And we have Mary here talking about that. So welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so tell us, what are we going to find out? I mean, it's so fun to walk around. I mean, it's really one of my passionate things. I have, I just planted a bunch of fruit trees in my garden and, you know, just to pick things off of it. And I've got my herbs and stuff. And so I love that. But there's nothing better than fresh, fruit and vegetables.
Well, we're really excited about Farm Day. I grew up on a Holstein dairy farm, and I left when I was 18, so I knew that cheese and yogurt and milk and ice cream all came from my backyard.
Mm.
But kids today don't know where their food is coming from. It's the 21st century, and there's a disconnect. And so Farm Day, the goal is of Farm Day is to get families, adults, and their children out to the farm to learn and meet their local farmers and to see what they do to get food on our table every single day.
So, Mary, which farms are involved?
Okay, we have, of course, Deerdorf Family Farms, and Christine is here representing them. We have Friends Ranch in Ojai. We have Howling's Tomatoes in Camarillo, Limonera, McGrath Family Farm, Rancho del Pueblo in Ojai, Rio Gozo, Underwood Family Farms, and the Agricultural Museum in Santa Paula also wanted to get involved.
We have so many farms in our area. This is so cool.
As a personal anecdote, I was in the Caribbean, St. Lucia, and I was in one of those little marketplaces, and I saw a piece of fruit with an Oxnard sticker. And
yay!
I was so like, represent.
It's from our hometown,
yeah.
Right?
I see thousands of kids a year, and I had one child tell me that they, when they were in Europe over the summer, they saw Driscoll's grown in Oxnard, California.
Really?
And they were so proud. Yeah.
I love it. How long have you been doing this?
I founded SEAG, which stands for Students for Eco-Education and Agriculture, about 5 years ago.
Wow, that's great. All right. So Christine from Deerdorf, what do you have in your box? And what's this week? And how do people get involved? I had so many people calling and texting, and I've shared this with a lot of my friends because they see that you know, these great vegetables that I'm sharing with them. They're like, wait. And I go, you can get your own, too.
Yes, you can. Well, this week we did a delivery. We had some of the things you may have seen before, the carrots, the zucchini. We had our first harvest of the green bell peppers that we planted just for the Fresh Picks boxes. And we had some fresh figs and pixie tangerines from a Mud Creek Ranch up in Santa Paula. So that was our featured local grower this week. And these are our Fresh Picks CSA community supported ag boxes. You can sign up for those at DeerdorfFamilyFarms.com/FP and get your biweekly box of Deerdorf organic veggies and enjoy some local abundance.
How's it going? Is it growing?
It is. Yeah. I think we've about doubled since we started. About a month ago, it was our first deliveries, and we've doubled. So I'm happy with it. It's been very fun.
You're so passionate about what you do. I love that. I mean, it there's nothing bad about it. It's like,
it's true.
Yeah.
It's,
and even if you are a single person and maybe you don't have a big family, share one,
right? You can share one. You can even put your box on a hold if you only want to get it once a month, the way we have this set up.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
That's
it's
good.
Very, and you know, instead of canceling, if you can't finish it, you know, the box in 2 weeks, you can set it up to where you can just get it once a month. So we're very flexible and we want people to have this convenient, affordable way to enjoy what's grown basically in their own backyard.
I think one of the easy, like one of the things that is great about a program like this is it makes it easy for people to eat the food that they should be eating. A lot of times a big barrier is I don't have the time to go shopping all the time. And this makes it very convenient to get the food that you should be consuming. So it's
yeah,
a great program
that's
for that.
True. And yeah, we're excited that Mary asked us to be a part of Farm Day. So yeah, she's setting up this great event, and we're really excited to be able to share with what
we
have. So
what are we going to see when we go to all these different farms?
Well, right now it's 9 different farms. Hopefully next year it'll double.
Oh my gosh.
And at the 9 farms, mostly you're going to do a meet and greet with either the farmer himself or someone that works with the farmer. So you're going to be able to ask a lot of questions, and you're going to be able to take tours at every single farm.
So do you have pumpkins? Do we
grow pumpkins. No, Deerdorf doesn't.
But Underwood Family Farms will have a lot of pumpkins.
Yeah, I saw that they were actually taping a TV show or something over there the other day. It was like everybody had to be there at like 5 o'clock in the morning or something.
Channel 5.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. You know, I just love it. I mean, that's where I've taken all my kids when they were young, and they remember, you know, taking the pumpkin, you know, picking out their own pumpkin and picking food. And it just, it's really something to be able to be proud of, to be grown up right here.
Right. What's special about Farm Day is you're right. Underwood Family Farms, they are usually open on weekends and they are an attraction for families. But many of these farms are not open.
Oh, so we're going to go behind the scenes.
So you get to visit farms. So they're going to have open house. For instance, Limoneira is not open on a weekend.
Yeah.
So you get to go to Limoneira and take a trolley tour around their 3,000 acre ranch and ask questions and see, you know, what they're doing firsthand.
Right. So, Mary, let me ask you, okay, so Deerdorf, what are they known for?
Celery, tomatoes, the lettuces, those are kind of our biggest ones. We do a lot of other greens as well. So it's row crops, the greens, the row crops.
Okay, how about Friends Ranch?
Citrus, pixie tangerines is their big one.
How about Howlings?
Tomatoes and cucumbers.
Ooh, okay, everybody has their specialty. I love it. Limoneira. Lemon? Duh, right?
Lemons, yes.
Okay, yeah. McGrath?
McGrath, again, they are they have a full variety. They are they have a lot of biodiversity at their farm, and they grow lettuce and kale and tomatoes and strawberries, and every season their crops are going to change.
And how about Rancho del Pueblo?
Same. They are a farm in Ojai, and they grow a big variety of greens and tomatoes and peppers and pumpkins and squash. Right now, you'll see a lot of squash on farms.
Yeah. And how about Rio? goes
Rio,
on.
The same thing. A lot of biodiversity. They grow pumpkins, squash, and spinach, and peppers, and kale, and you name it. They have a lot of.
Okay, well, again, October 12th, Saturday, this Saturday coming, or next Saturday coming, 10 to 3. Definitely get out there. Ventura County Farm Day. It's the first one ever. They'll invite you in. Thank you, ladies, for being here.
Thank
again,
you.
Get your box of Deerdorf Organic. Sean, Tom, thank you so much. Remember to tune in to my 2 to 3 show. It's going to be a great show. And, of course, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. To change what you get, you need to change who you are. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day and go do something you love.